The Federal Trade Commission has fined four manufacturers of diet pills a total of $25 million. The companies falsely claim that their products help people to lose weight. Now, the weight loss products can continue to be sold as long as the manufacturers do not claim that the products do the things that you would buy them for. NPR's Patty Naiman reports.
FTC officials say fraudulent claims were made in the marketing of Zenadrin EFX, One A Day Weight Smart, Cortislim, and Trim Spa. FTC Chair Deborah Platt Majoris.
Among the claims made in the ads for Zenadrin EFX were, quote, "In recent case studies, every participant dropped body fat at a record pace." And I quote again, "In a recent landmark university study, Zenadrin EFX exhibited such extraordinary effects on metabolism and caloric expenditure that even the researchers were shocked." End of quote.
In fact, studies commissioned by the manufacturer actually found no evidence of such dramatic results, and one study found people in the placebo group lost more weight than those taking the weight loss medication. Clearly, that was not mentioned in the ad.
Zenadrin EFX advertisements used consumer testimonials extensively, including claims from purported users that they experienced rapid and substantial weight loss. The ads did not disclose, however, that the endorsers were paid as much as $20,000 for their endorsements, and that they were engaged in rigorous diet and exercise programs.
Majoris says if the claims cannot be backed up by science, then companies aren't allowed to make them. These FTC fines, she says, should act as a deterrent.
I think that these cases are a wake-up call to any legitimate company, to any company even that might be a little bit on the edge, who might like to push the edge of the envelope on the science, but nonetheless really wants to run a legitimate business. I think the cases are good for that.
Some consumer advocates are skeptical that the fines will actually slow fraudulent practices. Bruce Silverglade is Director of Legal Affairs for the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
When a company is making tens of millions of dollars in profit, a $5 million fine, while it hurts, can be written off as a practical matter as a cost of doing business. So given the size and the enormous size of the industry, these civil penalties, while large, are not large enough to stop these practices in the long run.
Silverglade says what's really needed is federal regulation of safety and effectiveness for supplements. Right now, supplements aren't considered drugs and so are not subject to the same standards as prescription drugs or even over-the-counter medications like aspirin and antacids. While the FTC did not evaluate the safety of these diet pills, Consumers Union official Bill Vaughn says any supplements can be dangerous.
When you put these things in your stomach, you're taking a gamble. When you visit your doctor, if you're taking dietary supplements, you should tell them you are.
Michael McGuffin, who is president of the American Herbal Products Association, says the industry is adequately policed and that the recent FTC settlement illustrates that. Sometimes a cop is needed, he says, to discipline companies that go too far in their advertising. Patty Niemand, NPR News.